Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Respect, sir. I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Jerry Stengel back on the show. She's the president of Ventureneer. Okay, all right. Well, there's some extra letters in here that I'm reading. Anyway, which is a research, training, and marketing company. She's a past board member of the New York City chapter of National Association of Women Business Owners, a partner with American Express. She's our new friend, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. I'm very excited.
Well, and so we're talking about what Jerry's brought us is some research on women business startups, right? Women business
Absolutely.
Ownership.
Yep.
So what's the news?
Data of women-owned businesses for 2017, which was commissioned by American Express.
What did we learn?
Well, so I want to take you back and just talk about where the numbers come from. So it uses the Census Survey of Business Owners, and we update those numbers because the last time that was done was in 2012, and we update them using gross domestic product.
Right.
And then we've developed a couple of metrics that we dive down deep into. One is called economic clout. So that allows us over the last 20 years or whatever time period we're looking at, in this case 20 years, to see the growth in the number of firms, number of employees, and revenue. So we're measuring
Have you tracked the same businesses at all over that time?
Were you able to do any of that? Yeah, we do it in aggregate, not individually.
I got you. Okay. All right.
And we're also, another important metric that we're looking at is employment vitality. So, you know, what's the growth rate in women creating new jobs, and how many average employees do the firms do women-owned firms have?
Right, right. So, what have you learned?
Well, there are now 11.6 million women-owned businesses. That's 39% of all businesses.
Right.
Women-owned businesses employ nearly 9 million workers. We generate more than $1.7 trillion in revenue.
Say that number again. This is going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead.
So revenue is $1.7 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And our growth rates are soaring. So over the last 20 years, from 1997 to 2017, women-owned businesses, the growth rate in the number of firms was 114% versus all businesses, which was 44%.
Mm-hmm.
The growth rate for the number of employees is 27% and 13% for all businesses. And our revenue growth over the last 20 years was 103% versus 114% for all businesses.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was the motivator? Do we know what motivated the women to go into business for themselves?
So I think it's a combination of reasons, but certainly after the recession, some of the driving force is that it's out of necessity. So sometimes women start businesses out of opportunity, and the same with men. But as a result of the recession over the last, since 2008, women have been starting a lot of necessity businesses.
Well, welcome to the club. That's what I got to say, Jerry, because in the late 80s, I was, after being a good employee and executive more than once, I was downsized twice in two years.
I said,
I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my own business because I had two teenagers and two mortgages. So talk about necessity, right?
Yep.
No, there's no shame in that. I can tell you that right now.
Absolutely.
And never look back.
I totally agree. And it's actually how I started my businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, sometimes... I mean, I'd wanted to be a business owner a long time, and I just needed that kick in the pants to do it.
So I'm actually the opposite. I went kicking and screaming and would never go back to corporate life.
Well, you're probably like me, Jerry. You're unemployable now, probably.
Yeah, I think I am. I have too big a mouth.
Yeah. I've had people that try to hire me. I said, you know what? That'd be the worst thing you could do. Last thing you want is for me to be an employee of your company. Hey, Jerry, you got a website where we can find the research?
So I would type in American Express, State of Women-Owned Businesses 2017 into Google search.
So, you think it might be in the open on the open site, too?
I think it would be, but I actually don't know, though.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.